Some are calling it the biggest publishing innovation since the invention of the printing press, the new generation of electronic books. You read an e-book off a sleek gray screen about the size of a hardcover book. A unit costs about $300, and it can suck in an entire novel right through the phone line. But commentator and technology critic Jessica Siegel wonders what all the fuss is about.
At first, I felt pretty snazzy showing around my new electronic book. Very Star Trek. So I came to this bookstore cafe to test it on people who love to read. I wonder what that gal hunched over all those college textbooks says.
Wow. No pages, no weight of a thick book. This is fantastic. This is absolutely wonderful.
College student Huma Khan is mesmerized. And what would she like to read on this electronic book?
I would love to read the Quran on my religious text because it's so thick and it's impossible to take it everywhere. And
the Quran is not available yet.
Okay. Yeah, then I'd like to read the Gone with the Wind.
Sorry, Gone with the Wind, not available either. You can't even get War and Peace, the ultimate hefty read. And when you compare it to a regular bookstore, the selection is paltry and not much cheaper. Some electronic editions even cost more. What you can get is a few hot authors, Frank McCourt, Robert Ludlum, Patricia Cornwall, and others. Plenty of romance, thrillers, sci-fi. Probably the high point is their electronic newsstand, with big names like the New York Times and Newsweek. But to be fair, I wanted to check it out on folks who know about technology. Maybe I missed something. So I headed to a cyber cafe, Alt.Coffee, a place of rather freakish habitation. Nose rings, green hair, a real techno underground. One dude laughed with contempt. Did it have a video phone? No. Another waved it away, pleading computer screen fatigue. But the coffee counter guy was really curious. He picked it up, but then kind of freaked out.
You, like, picked up my book, and then you threw it down as if it was cursed. What happened?
I thought I broke it. I feel like I'm going to break something. It's too nice. A regular book, yeah, you just throw it across the room, and, like, you know, it's nothing, no gadgets inside, you know, it's just words.
Well, you can't please everybody. Still, as an idea, the e-book might appeal to commuters and travelers who want to pack light. But I'd suggest reading on handhelds like Palm Pilots, even though the screen is pretty tiny. The e-book revolution may be coming someday, but at least for now, I'm going to read about it on something that's black and white and red all over, on paper.
Jessica Siegel is a New York-based journalist whose technology coverage has appeared in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune. Now, this final note, lawyers for a paralyzed Texas woman...